News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Conditions in Northern Ireland as well, with many bonfires, including two particularly controversial ones. We're joined by Sinn Féin Senator, a former minister in that Northern Ireland administration as well, Conor Murphy from Ornis. Conor, let's talk about the Tyrone bonfire first of all, the one with the effigy of migrants in a boat. It was lit last night. The PSNI, are they investigating it as a hate incident? I've kind of heard mixed reports on this. Can you clarify what is the situation there?
Well, they have said they're investigating it as a hate crime. There was also an Irish tricolour burnt on it as well. But it is fairly depressing that every year we're faced with these scenarios of hate crimes around bonfires, of vandalism, of you know, antisocial behaviour, of contaminants been burnt and put into the air, of threats to power supplies now of two of the major hospitals in Belfast that are close to the bonfire there.
Yeah.
And it really is, I think there was a headline in the Irish News this morning saying, you know, this is a mess of unionism's creating and they need to sort it out. So every year, despite all of the pleas and the efforts and the involvement of various agencies, we're left with these depressing issues around the 12th of July marching season,
okay.
And it really needs to be resolved.
A couple of quick things, just to deal with the Tyrone one first. Should that have been disbanded? Should the effigy have been taken down?
Yes, of course. It was very obviously a hate crime, and it was called out actually by the Archbishop, Church of Ireland Archbishop of Armagh, and he had to step into a vacuum where there was no leadership being provided from within unionist political classes, and he called it out as racist and threatening, and that it was a disgrace and didn't reflect the views of the vast majority of people in the area. And I think the PSNI have an obligation. I mean, we're faced with a situation where a number of weeks ago the PSNI arrested an 83-year-old woman for putting a Palestinian sticker on a bank ATM in the centre of Belfast, and sent a group of four or five PSNI people to arrest her and put her in the car and take her away. And then we see this very obvious display of hate crime, of contaminants being spread into the air, of threats to power supplies to two of our main hospitals.
And but specifically on Tyrone, do you think they should have intervened?
Yes, they should have intervened, of course, where there is a hate crime that is evident, and it was evident for a number of days. This effigy has been on top of that bonfire, I think, since the start of the week.
Okay.
Of course they should intervene. That's their job, is to deal with issues of hate crime.
Right, let's talk about the point
where we do see them intervene in other situations, which, as I say, with the arrest of the ADT...
Yeah, no, you made that point. Can I ask you about the one in Belfast? No, we're just slightly tight for time, so I just want to cut to the chase, if that's okay. Can I ask you about the one in Belfast? You mentioned the two power substations nearby, which could have an impact on local hospitals, although they do say they do have an alternative power source. There's also asbestos near those. The PSNI have taken a strategic decision saying, look, it would be more trouble than it would be worth to try and take this down. That they'd been told the bonfire would be lit straight away. That would be more dangerous. They have taken the decision to try and protect the two substations to cover over the asbestos. Is that a reasonable reaction from them, do you think?
Well, there's been material being gathered on that site for some time. And so to wait until the bonfire was in a position where it could be lit, I think is a dereliction of duty from both themselves and from the city council. And again, I think what the PSNI have put forward, the reasons, and cited human rights obligations, you know, with the questions asked about those who might suffer from the contaminants being spread into the air, those who are in hospitals whose services might be jeopardised if a power supply is cut, even if they do have backup arrangements. We shouldn't be having these types of conversations around this time of the year. If there are bonfires to be created, they should be done so in an orderly and controlled manner, just as the marching should be done in an orderly and controlled manner. We're also dealing with a situation next weekend in Portrush with the Open golf tournaments happening with the eyes of the world on it, where an orange parade refuses to change their time and route and will impact on that, despite being offered financial inducements to do so. So
do you understand where the PSNI are coming from? They feel they could... They could inflame the situation further.
I don't. And I think the vast majority of the community here, beyond the nationalist community, the vast majority of the community cannot understand how the PSNI can take action in certain issues.
What signal does it send out? Is this mob rule?
Well, but between the lines, it reads that loyalism threatened to set off all sorts of street incidents across the north.
Is that true? I've seen that said in online forums. Is that actually the case?
Well, that is the working assumption of most people who can't understand the logic behind the PSNI decision. PSNI are struggling to recruit people from the nationalist community, and these types of decisions, set against the decision to arrest an old woman who was putting a sticker in an ATM, damages confidence in the PSNI right across the community. And I think they really need to sit down and consider the approach, as do other agencies, because we end up dealing in an emergency type situation when these issues are building from the springtime and late springtime into summer, and they need to be dealt with. And of course, political unionism needs to step up to the mark and deal with issues.
You're in government, and I think I'm right in saying you don't hold the Justice Ministry. Is it Naomi Long who's the Justice Minister?
It's Naomi Long who's the Justice Minister.
I mean, should the government step in? Can they call in the PSNI chief officer and say you have to deal with this? Can that be done?
Well, the Justice Minister will say she can't deal with operational matters for the PSNI, but there is a policing board in which political representatives.
I remember many years ago there was a protest on Mountjoy Prison and prisoners on the roof, and Ray Burke was Minister for Justice at the time, and he came down to the prison and he just said, "Get those lads off the roof and get them off now." No messing. Is that what Naomi Long needs to do?
Well, I think she should be having a conversation with the PSNI, but she will say that they have operational independence, and that was the arrangements that were made when the PSNI was put in place. There is an oversight board which does involve political representatives, and clearly questions need to be asked there of the PSNI. And I say this is in a context where they are struggling to attract representatives right across the community to join the PSNI, and clearly decisions like this and approaches like this undermine confidence and undoubtedly feed into that challenge in terms of recruitment across the community.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Conor Murphy, Sinn Féin Senator, former minister in the Stormont administration. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.